What was the saddest moment in your life?
The saddest moment in my whole life,
Yes.
I would say I came to the United States. I was 2 years old. My parents brought me. I was actually born in Morelia, Mexico, but I didn't know the country because I was very, very small. So when I was 11, I had finished sixth grade here. In that time, the sixth grade was still considered as elementary. And I remember that my parents talked and they made a decision that we should go back to Mexico. My elderly sister, she was already in high school. And my dad couldn't control her because he had to work. My mom had to work too. So my parents talked and they made a decision that we should go back to Mexico because we were three girls and one little boy. So he said, "No, I don't want this environment for my girls. We got to get out of here." So all of a sudden, they sold the house. They took us back, but they sent us before them. They had to finish up the paperwork. So he sent me with my older sister to Mexico, to Morelia, with my grandparents that I didn't know, and with aunts that I didn't know either, and with a country that I didn't know. And for me, Mexico was a really sad country because I was raised here in California. And in those times, I'm talking about 1970s, you didn't see people in the on the streets. You didn't see homeless people. So when we used to visit Mexico, and I saw homeless people, that would make me really sad. That's why I didn't like Mexico. But now I was stuck in another country that I didn't know without my parents. And with a sister that was in her teens. And with a family that we didn't know. And then they didn't let me go to middle school. They flunked me 2 years. So that was, for me, that was devastating because I would strive to be a good student, a straight A student. So that really took a toll on me. 2 years, fifth grade again. And then that wasn't the only bad thing. Here, I went to Wilmington, Gulf Avenue School in Wilmington, California. That was a great elementary school. It was huge. I remember it was huge. We were free. I loved playing. I used to play softball too. In my elementary school, I remember it was so beautiful. And it was so huge that we can run around and be free. And then the school in Mexico, in Morelia, was really small. It was a Catholic school. And the girls were very mean.
How did that make you feel?
That made me feel really sad. That made me feel like I was trapped in a cage because the school was really tiny. So the school here in Wilmington was huge and we were free. I felt like a free, like a bird, free. And nobody bullied anybody. Everybody was free. Everybody was the same, blacks, whites. There wasn't any racism in my school. That's what I remember. It was so lovely. But in Mexico and Morelia, there was a lot of bullying going on. There were rich girls. I was here in a public school, and the school in where they put me in Morelia, because they thought it was the best. They put me in a private school, and it was a Catholic school, and the girls were really mean. They treated me like a freak, because they would call me the gringa. And then, not only that, I was really tall. I've always been really tall. I was with girls that were 2 years younger than me, and that they were like tiny. So they would call me the gringa, the big one, and all sorts of names. That made me really sad.
How did you overcome all of that?
How did I overcome all of that? Oh, that got me angry because That got me angry in a positive way because I didn't even know how to read and write well Spanish. And I was 2 years below of what I should be.
Mm-hmm.
But then I didn't know how to spell and I didn't know the language. So it was a challenge for me. Mm-hmm. That's what made me angry. Because everybody would say, she doesn't know. The gringa doesn't know. And that made me want to show them who I
was.
A student that always strives to be the best, to know. So I knew that I had to show them with my knowledge that I was capable of learning the language. And I started with my straight A's again. And then all of the girls, instead of calling me names, they started to respect me. So I won their respect.
So you overcame it by showing them that you could do it?
Yes.
And forgetting all of that? How did you overcome and not being with your parents and only having your older sister?
That was really tough. That was really hard. I used to cry at night. And I always used to see the, because there used to be a clock in the classroom. And that clock really always went slow. The time didn't go by. But my mother realized that I was having such a bad time that she flew in before my father and my sister. So that was like only like a 1 month period.
Mm-hmm.
One month or 2 month period. That's how I overcame it. And how much did I overcome it? I helped my grandfather. He used to have like a little farmer's market, but it was really tiny, but it was really nice. So he would sell fruits and vegetables, and then he would give me gum. I really liked that. He would give me gum as a prize for helping him. And I used to hang out with him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
He was a very wise man.
Mm-hmm.
And I also overcame not being with my parents because my grandfather was very wise. And he would tell me many stories. And
you would keep your mind off of that?
Oh, yes. I would keep my mind off of not being with my parents and focusing on learning the language and focusing on getting the good grades and enjoying my grandfather that I didn't know. That's how I managed to succeed.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the saddest moment of my whole life.
Mm-hmm.